Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kritlau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lou Kritlau. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker scores. Minoso moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Minoso scores. Robinson moves to third. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Zarrilla moves to third. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla scores. Busby moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau takes first base on ball 4. Busby scores. Fox moves to third. Massey moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Maury Martin now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kritlau covering, for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hitchcock moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Martin moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Joost moves to second. Marv Rotblat now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Martin scores. Joost moves to third. Vallow moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Mo Burchi now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Baker scores. Minoso moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to home to get Minoso. Robinson moves to third. Zerilla moves to second. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Rotblat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rotblat strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Murray and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Baker takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Birchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Birchie is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Zarilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zarilla moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Busby strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Birchie covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rotblat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rotblad is 0-for-1 in the game. Rotblad hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Burchie covering, for the out. Baker moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Zerilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Zerilla reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Minoso scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox is hit by the pitch. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Massey reaches second base with a double. There goes Fox trying to get to home. Philly throws the ball in to Joost, who relays the ball to Murray, who tags Fox, who came all the way from first, for the out. Massey moves to third. One out. Marv Rotblat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rotblat is 0 for 2 in the game. Rotblat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to home to get Massey. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Todd Davis pinch hits for Mo Bertschy. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Kukab now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With 4 walks. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Murray and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Murray settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Murray. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kukab fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Limmer pinch hits for Johnny Kukab. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Joost strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.